I say we stick with this strong women theme we've got going. Our next story takes us to a village in Indonesia. It's on the island of Borneo, which is experiencing rapid deforestation. But in that village, there's a woman who's found a way to face down the loggers. The World's Carolyn Beeler has her story.
The main road through the district of Sudahan Jaya in western Borneo is just a ribbon of brown dirt. But that's better than the muddy mess it used to turn during the rainy season here.
Kalau dulu untuk akses jalan,
the road was so bad when kids went to school, they came back with their legs covered in mud. This was really sad to me. This is Hamisa. She has two sons and lives in one of the small houses nestled along the road. From her yard, you can see some of the hills of Gunung Palung National Park. That's where the floodwaters would come from. And it wasn't just a problem for people living along the road. Many of the 900 or so residents of Hamisa's village are farmers who work iridescent green rice fields that run right up to the edge of the park.
Dampaknya dari penebangan hutan.
It always flooded when the farmers were about to harvest their rice, so we would lose our crops.
The problem, Hamisa says, was illegal logging in the park.
Because of illegal logging, some hills don't have a lot of trees anymore, so the land cannot absorb the water from the rain. And so every year, there were big floods.
Big floods, that is, until Hamisa decided to try to do something about it. I've met her in the front room of her small wooden house, where she's rolled out a thick purple carpet for us to sit on. She looks crisp and professional in the withering tropical heat, even while getting up every few minutes to shoot chickens out the front door. Hamisa never went to high school. Her friends say she used to be really shy, but the flooding pushed her out of her comfort zone.
Dengan adanya itu, akhirnya saya pas
I thought it was time for me to be brave and run for village leader.
Saya mencalonkan diri.
There had never been a female village leader around here, but Hamisa knew a lot of people through her work as a visiting health aide.
Awal mulanya,
maybe because I'm a woman, I'm a mom, a lot of people came to me when they had a problem. I listened and tried to suggest solutions. And so after a while, people started telling me I should run for office.
In 2013, she did, and she won. Hamisa set to work trying to stop the illegal logging, and she began with the village's women. There was only one illegal logger who actually lived in the village, and Hamisa talked to his wife about the dangers of his job. What if her husband cut himself with his chainsaw? What if a tree fell on him?
I started to make the wife talk to her husband about this and push him to stop logging.
It worked. He got a job doing construction.
In other cases, I talked to women about the future they want for their kids, with the forests and the same kinds of wildlife they had growing up. So this is my strategy, telling the women why we need to protect the village.
But most of the loggers come from outside the village. So once Hamisa had the locals on her side, she recruited some of them to help her catch outsiders. Hamisa calls these helpers her spies. One works a few minutes down the road in a little shop selling snacks and drinks. His name is Slamat.
She asked me to tell if I saw anyone with a chainsaw driving by. I said yes, because I want to help.
The first time Slamat spotted a logger, he called a second guy down the road, who stopped the car and told the driver to turn around. That guy's name is Redwan.
He was angry. He argued a lot, but he finally left.
The man was the first of five loggers that Hamisa's spy network convinced to stop in her first year and a half as a village leader. Since then, Redwan says no one tries to log around here anymore.
Hamisa has been really successful. She's not like a man who can get angry easily. She has more discipline. She's direct and tough, but she's the kind of leader who can get everyone to follow her lead.
Hamisa says she's happy with what she's been able to achieve.
Yeah.
And not just me. All the women around here feel like we're winners because we've been able to stop this logging.
Now, Hamisa's village is just one small place. Just six loggers have been stopped here so far. Meanwhile, forests across Indonesia are still being lost on a massive scale, and much of that's actually happening legally. And Hamisa knows all this. But she also says her experience is proof that if she can make some small difference in her own community, just about anyone can. And those can add up to something big. For The World, Carolyn Beeler, Sudahan Jaya, Indonesia.
Great story. You can hear more of Carolyn's stories on people fighting deforestation in Indonesia and see a map that tracks the problem there. That's all at PRI.org.